approximately 1 in every 59 children are born with autism. Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3. Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwa Tanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism, One Strength at a Time.
Okay, everyone, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you are enjoying yourselves today and you are excited with our upcoming holidays. Before we deep dive into the holiday season, I just decided to create a content while we don't have any guests still. So I'm still working on this new place. If you've noticed, I just redesigned this room to be my podcast. We'll just use this room, so at least it's a little convenient for the guests and they don't need to worry about the place where we are going to do the recording. Everything is in here, and then they just need to sit down and start the conversation. So for this episode, there are two parts in this episode. I've decided to make a two-part episode for this because it's somewhat similar. These two topics are interrelated. I'm gonna be talking about education, but I think it would be better to make this a two-part episodes, though they are both around education. I was able to capture those information on different settings. For the first part, we are going to talk about my experience in attending a meeting with some MPs and their plans about education for those who are on the autism spectrum, those who are neurodiverse. And the second part is about the overhaul of the special education, which was announced a few days ago. So they are interrelated, but they're kind of like separate and different in sense. For the first part, so I was able to attend a session or a meeting, if that's what we call it, who is presided by Nicola and Erica from National, and they are talking about education. Again, I was given the opportunity to join there because I have some concerns about the education, and these are MPs, and I wanted to see what plans do they have for children on the autism spectrum. And I know there are a lot of challenges that are being experienced by parents and carers about education concerning these autistic children. So during the discussion, Erica did mention about education or being a legal requirement for children to go to school. And after that session, I did raise a question of what are we doing with children who are neurodiverse and who can't go to school, and there are things that are preventing them to go to school. All right, so as a response, at that time, like a few days before that meeting, she went to Autism and said to talk about the autism or autistic children and what challenges are they encountering or are they experiencing. In terms of the challenges that autism families are experiencing, how are we going to avoid those challenges? And how are we going to address those instances of children not being able to go to school because of those said challenges? And she also did talk about how early intervention can screen autism, and you can intervene as early as possible. If you can intervene a person with the autism spectrum as early as possible, it's not likely to for that person to need assistance when they turn up to school, which I'm going to give a little pushback on that statement, because once you're an autistic person, you will need support or help at some point. But it's not as it has no high dependencies now because we've addressed a lot of challenges, but still, I feel like there are still some support needed or required. And I was in the impression that once you are able to identify someone who is autistic in their early stage, in their when during their baby years, that you will no longer be supporting them because you've supported them in the early days. But it might be me, just my wrong understanding. I told you, I might butcher the response. So I guess we'll just proceed with the action item. They are looking at how they can address the challenges of being able to improve the knowledge of teachers at school so that they can upskill these teachers and they can help support the autistic children. And also, they have reached out to the teacher council as well in relation to this so that they can upskill, like I said, the teachers. Also, they're going to look at the classroom settings and how they can make sure that the classroom settings are fit for children on the autism spectrum as well, not just the neurotypical children. And also going to look at the structure of the classes and the structure of the day, how they can improve perhaps the curriculum. Again, they're looking at early intervention or how early intervention can be supported in a way so that we can support these children as soon as possible and that these children are going to be prepared at school when they go to their primary. But I did raise a question or a follow-up question for that, wherein if we are going to look at early intervention, which is I'm totally 100% agreeing to that. Early intervention works. I believe in science. And how can we intervene or do an early intervention if the challenge as well is having the long waiting list in being able to assess as a statistic or to be able to get that formal assessment? So how can we do that early intervention if some children are getting the assessment after a year, and some are even waiting up to 7 years? I just it just reminded me there are children who are diagnosed with global developmental delay, and they can't be assessed as an autistic. I remember one lady did mention that her son will need to wait until he's 7 before they can reassess that child. So how can we do the early intervention work or activities for that child during the assessment period? There's a delay. There's a long waiting list. So that's the question or the follow-up question that I raised. I would want to raise more question, to be honest. I have like a list of questions. I didn't even gone through the ORS funding, given that that timing is very or that session or meeting is very short, and there are a lot of people who wanted to raise questions as well, and we're talking about immigration as well at that time. So I was only able to ask a couple of questions, but I think that's enough for now, because at least I was able to give them the impression that someone from the autism community is also watching. So I'm just giving that impression to them that, and that I'm interested on behalf, I guess, of my son about their plans and goals in terms of education and what steps are they going to do to be able to support at least as much as we can to be able to give support to these children. And I'm more keen to see how they are going to work with other parties, regardless how are they going to work all together for the benefit of these children. And I am hopeful still up to this point that they will decide to make those improvements, and they will have a limited bureaucracy, is that the term, at the back end, so at least these children can get the support that they need as soon as possible. Because at the end of the day, even if there is a decision, let how long that will take, when is the decision gonna come out, and who will be accountable for that? So, in my view, this party will need to work together for these children. Just think about that. And we're not just talking about moral grounds here, but also we're talking about the future of these children. And I think we, that includes me as well as a parent, are going to be able to teach these children with their daily living skills. They should and they would and they will be able to survive and thrive in this community, in this society. I've been talking about that since before, about the daily living skills. And I understand that there are a lot of things that they needed to learn, but as a first step, we just need to make sure that they are able to learn the fundamentals of life. The more we prolong this, the more these children will be left out. Because, as I've said as well in the past, these children won't wait for their support to come. They will still grow up and they will outgrow the support that they need. And in the end, the losing end will be these children. That's my concern. What I'm hoping for is that all parties across the governments should work together just for the sake of these kids. And that's all I'm after, actually.
Every tangata fight takiwa tanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter, it's one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Memuto te fakawa haire. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong.
Maybe once we are able to capture or not capture, why are we capturing guests? Maybe when we decide to, or education concerning these autistic children, for children to go to school, or having said that, it's a legal requirement for children to... Ooh.